I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hey listeners, I just wanted to make you aware that this episode references information on suicide and bereavement.
You are now locked into Interconnected Voices.
Interconnected Voices.
Every time I went to like a mummy and baby meetup, or went onto the mummy and baby websites, the questions that I was asking, no one else was asking, or the questions that I had were just met with like an awkward silence. Kind of nothing. Just no one had any thoughts or any feedback, or I don't know, didn't want to have any feedback, or all the things that I'm asking just simply had never crossed their mind. What's everybody using on their baby's skin? A lot of people might have been using perfume creams, different things. You know, we're traditionally using coconut oil. I was just kind of checking anybody got like a good link for coconut oil. Cradle cap. I was like, you know, can we just pick this up and use a brush? Like thick afro hair is different to finer hair. Does this affect anybody? Are chunks of hair coming off? Like, is anybody, you know, experiencing this? I think just general day-to-day questions that I didn't think were that big, but obviously didn't have anybody else to ask. And everybody else came up with really, really different suggestions, or just didn't have any suggestions. So I was looking for a space where I could just ask questions, learn from peers, share my fears, and not moderate myself or not have to filter myself, be myself wholeheartedly. So added a few black mums that I respected to a WhatsApp group. No one left. And we kept on just talking and sharing, crying, laughing. I mean, talking about things, parenting, but also just talking about life and how difficult it is, mum guilt, everything. And it grew and grew. People invited their family, their friends, their mums. And those stories that we were sharing were so rich. And also, women coming from all different types of backgrounds, all different types of setups with their relationship, and all different ages of children, gender of children. And that's how the podcast came about, because the stories were so rich. They were just like, we should talk about this more.
Hey, I'm Karina.
I'm Endy McKay.
I'm Nanadra Butcher.
I'm Natalie Duval.
I am Nina Harrison, and I'm a dope black mum.
We've been speaking a lot about mother's guilt.
I mean, I feel guilty now.
Like, where are the kids?
Mum guilt is such a horrible, horrible feeling. I think I first experienced it when I started taking them to nursery, taking the oldest one to nursery, and she would cry.
Mm. And then the drop-off.
And then I would cry, and then we're all crying.
Oh.
And this happened.
The sort of things women are sharing in the group now, it feels like a lifeline for a lot of people. Like, it's really personal and really intimate.
Now, this month, where the baby, our daughter, who I was pregnant with, died in the womb. And obviously, it was sad for everyone. And I knew he was upset. He was grieving. But just maybe a matter of a month or two ago, so basically two years since then, I just found out that he was suicidal during that time, and I had no idea. And he did
it
kind
really
of say something.
Works as a space of support for people.
I mean, that's like just that. Take a minute to let that sink in.
I think there has to be safe spaces for every marginalized, unrepresented, unheard voice and every intersection within those communities. Everybody needs a space where they can speak wholeheartedly, where there can be people who can relate wholeheartedly. There needs to be those spaces where you can just breathe. It kind of feels like just taking off your bra after a long day. Like, you need to be able to breathe and be yourself.
I mean, that's
the stretch marks and, you know, your rolls of fat and whatever it is. But you need to be able to be yourself and be vulnerable. And that's really hard to do in certain spaces. And also people that know you well, who can call you out on the moments when maybe you're hiding or you're doing something out of fear, or it's the story playing in your head rather than what's the reality of the situation. You maybe not, you can't see that. You need people who know you that well, or who know your lived experience that well, who can help, who can advise, who can say, I've been through this, or this is what I did, this is how it felt for me, or I understand, I'm sorry you're going through this. That those are big words for people to hear. And if you haven't heard them before, if there's no one in your life that can say that, it can be really releasing for you. It can give you that permission to be like, yes, this is what I needed to hear. It can just feel like that support, that hug, yes, that crutch.
Like,
that,
I'm like, how about have a hot shower and let it like drain out? She goes, it wasn't draining fast enough. Yes, he had to suck it out.
I would have squeezed out. There's no way I could have gone.
No,
I was
no like, one I know would ever do that.
Well, I mean, if you're my
the
husband,
stakes were high at that point.
Till death do us part, through sickness and in health, and this is my sickness right now. I'm in hell. Suck my titty. Literally.
Right.
Being a parent, it's amazing when any time my children have learnt a new skill. There was a moment where my son, who just learned to scoot, was scooting down a hill, and he looked at me, and there was such a moment of utter freedom. He was just scooting, like freewheeling, so I can imagine it felt like flying. He looked at me and just gave me this most amazing smile, saying, like, I'm doing it. And I was just like, oh, I could taste how that felt for him. It just looked so freeing. I was like, I want to do it. I want to get on the scooter right now. So I love it when moments like that pop up, when they've learned a new skill, or when they're doing something on their own, or when they're just being in the moment and you kind of get to witness that. Yeah, those are my favorite moments.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.